CinemaObsessed.com. Lights, camera, obsession.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Brought back the jingle. Brought it back for all you folks. You're welcome.
I just couldn't think of any kind of song that would convey time travel.
I know, and here's the thing. Before we start, I gotta say, Josh and Justin, if you're listening, we did not rip you off.
We so didn't.
We were compiling a list ourselves of time travel movies. And after listening to your wonderful episode, we have concluded that ours is going to be so very different that it's okay that our next podcast is time travel.
So today's theme is time travel.
Being redundant. Time travel, time travel.
Traveling through time.
Traveling through time and timing of traveling. No, that didn't work.
Okay, so can we start?
Let's.
Here's the list we have compiled.
Again, it's just a mishmash. This is how we roll. we just compile a list of not every single time travel movie, so sometimes we get emails, you know, where people are really upset that we did not include something. But
it's not about forgetting something. It's about,
it's not,
I just didn't feel it.
Forgetting. It's just, it didn't stay with me or it didn't mean anything to me.
Some people were so upset about the post that we did about Satans and devils in movies.
I know.
And I said, is there one that you liked that I didn't mention? And people were like, you forgot Harvey Keitel and you forgot this one. And I was like, no.
No, no, no. Our favies.
Those were our favorites. Take a pill.
Yeah. Anyway, but we love your feedback, so write us.
Oh, yeah, great.
No, but for reals, we still want to hear from you. If you do feel like...
Only if it's positive.
Well, yeah.
No shit talking.
Yeah, we don't need to take your shit. Just kidding, we love you, Synops. Okay, so this is our mishmash list of time travel movies.
Okay, let's start with a real standard. Back to the Future.
The obvious, of course.
Yeah.
Love it.
Is that all you got?
Well, let me get into it here. I gotta feel it, because this is not scripted, folks. If you couldn't
tell. This is a one-take deal.
You could
no editing.
Already. No.
So, okay, what I remember about Back to the Future always is his underwear, where she calls him Calvin.
Yes.
Because he's wearing Calvin Klein's.
And he's from another time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always weirded me out that, it was his mom. I'm sure it weirded everyone out. But
that,
like,
was the point. He was weirded out.
Well, I know. But, I mean, like, it really, really gave me the heebie-jeebies. And she's, like, trying to run her hand up his leg and shit like that. Yeah. It was like, I just really didn't like it.
And the movie starts off with Crispin Glover in a tree spying on her with binoculars.
Oh, he's a creepo. But can I just say how much I love Crispin Glover as the father? Has he not aged in, like, 2 decades?
Not a day.
He has not aged.
He's a robot.
I don't know how this is possible. Maybe it's time travel. Maybe Crispin Glover has time traveled.
If anyone's going to discover the secret to time travel, it would be either Crispin Glover or Tim Burton.
Yes.
Because it would be a real fucking weirdo.
Kooky.
Someone kooky.
Okay. Well, anyway, I will...
Go.
Okay. I will say, I especially loved Back to the Future 2.
That's where I was going.
Okay. The hoverboard.
That's where I was going.
Okay. I loved the futuristic take.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the third one, not so much.
Don't remember
Wild West kind of crapola. I don't know. I don't remember much either, because I maybe saw it once all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
But 1 and 2, fabulous.
Yeah. You know what? I think I even like 2 better. The future stuff.
I do too. I like 2 better than the first. But anyway.
Want to move on?
Yeah, sure.
To another standard?
Yeah.
Bill and Ted.
Love Bill and
Ted. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
And Bogus Journey.
And Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Love both.
I don't remember what the second one was about. Something to do with the devil? Was the devil in it? No,
yeah,
it was like
death.
A Grim Reaper.
Like Grim Reaper, yeah.
Okay.
And he's really funny. It was good.
Yeah.
They play chess and stuff.
Yeah,
actually, I remember the first one better than the second one. But you know what's so funny is, what I struggle with all time travel movies is I start to overthink, and then I just can't deal with my own brain. And
you know what that's called? A paradox.
Yeah.
You start to go, wait a second. If he's there and she's there, well, then that means he didn't really do that, and it would have changed the course of time and shit like that. And you, yeah. And that's why they say it would never be possible to time travel.
Right.
I don't know. Let's not get into the science.
I can't even go there right now. It's too much for my
little
head.
Sometimes I'm watching a movie and I realize there's a time travel element to it, and sometimes it pisses me off. Because I'm like, great, now I'm going to overthink. Mm-hmm. Which is coming up in an example that I'll give you later in the list.
Okay.
But yeah, so some movies I don't realize are going to go in that direction, and then I go, well, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. But Bill and Ted, love them. But it's for such a, you know, it's kind of like that, I want to say stoner comedy, because it's, they're kind of like two stoners, you know. I don't know, but at the same time, it's brilliant. But even then, yeah, sometimes I get totally lost. In Bill and Ted, I get lost. Like, that's yes. Where you feel like
when they're talking to each other, and you're like, how are you both here at the same time? Whatever.
It doesn't.
And you know what?
Sense.
It's pretty much the height of Keanu Reeves' acting abilities to show emotion. Like, since then, he, like, hasn't smiled on film.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's yeah. True. And the other dude. Who the hell is he?
What is he doing these days?
What happened to him?
Was he Bill or was he Ted?
Not much. He was Bill.
He was Bill?
Yeah.
Galvanga, dude! No, those are the Ninja Turtles.
So, whoa, way off. Way off, but they said shit like that, like, gnarly!
Gnarly!
Rock it on, dude! And shit like that.
Wild Stallions.
Yeah.
Are you ready for another one?
I am.
I'm gonna go in a different direction.
Okay.
Because this one wasn't so much time travel, it's kind of like redoing your life. The butterfly effect.
Okay. That was a freaking fantastic movie. I loved it.
So did I.
I was so surprised. That was like the first movie I think that I saw with Ashton Kutcher after that 70s show, and I wasn't quite sure how he was going to do it. And like, what a dramatic role for him to. There was some effed up stuff in that movie. Like, ugh. Do you remember?
Yeah. He has some kind of blackout as a child, from what I remember, and then later on he's reading his diary and he realizes that reading his diary will kind of take him back in time, and he makes different decisions
yes.
And then sees how his life played out in those circumstances.
Yeah.
Am I right? It was a long time ago that I saw it.
Yeah, it's like these blackouts happened to him a few times in his life. And all the times resulted in really awful things, right? So he goes back by reading his journal and
right.
is able to, yeah, to change
but
of events.
There's one major event, like, in a blackout as a child, with him and Amy Smart's character, right?
Yes.
Isn't there some, like,
her father is trying to, like, engage them in child pornography. Mm. And then another blackout is they set off, like, this little bomb or something, but their friend dies. Like, serious shiz going down in these blackouts. And he ends up being able to revisit them. Anyway, I really loved it. There's been two more. Butterfly Effect 2
There's
and 3,
no way they can be as good.
And I just don't know how on earth they... I haven't read too much about them, but I'm curious to see them. That's no names, I think. No-name actors.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a different take on time travel. It was definitely...
It is time travel, though. It's just you don't... Okay, you don't get in a phone booth. But it's still time travel. It's a journal.
You don't get in a phone booth.
It's a mental time travel.
Right.
Which makes no sense. You need a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows this.
Everybody knows this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next.
This is, I think, the third time this one is coming up in their podcast. Because I insist on putting it on every goddamn list. Star Trek, the one with the whale.
The Voyage Home.
Love
it.
Classic.
Yes.
They're supposed to be in whatever century they're in future Star Trek times, and they're going back to present day, which is like 1984
yes.
or something, and poofy
yes.
hair and 80s clothes, and they're looking for a whale, and they're trying to assimilate and shit.
Which is the best part of it, is getting to see our favy Star Trek characters, the Orig characters.
Yeah.
Not Next Generation, not Deep Space Nine, okay?
No.
Captain Kirk, Spock.
Sulu
coming back in time to, yeah, like you said, present day, which is even funnier to watch now because it's totally not present day. And trying to, like, some of the stuff, like Spock trying to...
He Vulcan neck pinches,
like,
some guy on the bus with a loud ghetto blaster.
Yeah, like, it's just complete... nonsense like that. I just love it.
Yeah.
Love
Can you direct me to the nuclear vessels?
Oh, yes.
Nuclear vessels.
And then Spock create... Oh, we, you know what? We've talked about this one so so much that I almost don't even want to delve into that.
But
right
it's
now.
A great one for back
but
in time.
It's a great
time travel.
They
go back in time and the whole thing takes place back in time.
Yeah. All of it.
And it's about an extinct animal. Anyway, it's good. That will segue into what I was talking about earlier, which is the new Star Trek.
Okay. Which I only just saw very, very recently. Mm-hmm. Surprising, because when I saw the sneak preview kind of trailer for it in theaters, all it showed was, like, you know, the ship is docked. And
the ship's hull.
And that's it. That's all they're showing. And I was like, I think I shat my pants in the theater. I was like, oh my god, a new Star Trek movie. And it's a prequel. Yeah. And I couldn't even deal with that thought. And it took me so long to see it. Yeah. I was so pumped, and then it took me so long to see it, and I loved it.
Yeah. That's the one that I was referring to, where I didn't realize it was going to go time travel-y on me. And then I was like, instantly my mind was like a pretzel all wrapped around itself, and I was like, what? Spock is young and old at the same time. Black holes in the blink of an eye, and he waited 20 years, and blah, 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 and it was, yeah. I wasn't expecting time travel, and it just kind of messes with me. I start to get too logical about it. Do you know what I mean? There's a part where he goes, you know, if he knows what we're going to do, then the logical thing is to be unpredictable. And he said, well, then you're saying that he knows we're unpredictable and he already would know it, but he started a new chain of events. And I'm like, no, no, no. That gets too complicated sometimes.
It's like Princess Bride. Just goes on and on and on.
Oh, the logic?
Yes.
Yeah. Although I likeied Spock in that one more than a friend. Young Spock.
Spock was hot.
I liked Spock.
Oh, young Spock was hot.
Yeah. Chris Pine also, I was like, Chris Pine was nice. I didn't realize how good looking you were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a total dork.
Oh, so am I.
Fantasize about
Please, we are not alone. We are not alone.
Yeah. We're not.
And then I could get into X-Files. But anyway.
Trust no one.
Trust no one. Yeah, we're dorks. And you know what? I own it. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm a Trekkie. Okay, I don't dress up and go to conventions, but you know what?
I'd like to go.
If I heard one was coming to town, I might.
I might.
Actually,
I'd be there.
I would be there with, like, cinema-obsessed flags.
Yes.
In a one-piece with a little...
You'd have your little communicator on. You'd be like, boop, boop. Chantal to Angie, and I'd be right beside you.
Totally.
Yeah.
You better believe it.
Okay.
Next.
Another kind of standard. The Time Machine.
Okay. Now, we're not talking about the 1960 version. We are talking about 2002. And, you know, there might be some movie buffs out there that hate us for that. But...
I like this one.
I'm sorry. I really enjoyed this one. You and I don't know, that one really stuck with me. Us sitting down and watching that one for the first time, and some of the laughs that we had.
Oh my god. Okay, before we get into that, this is one of the ones that has a vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
And I liked this, I really liked the sequence where he uses it for the first time, and you see everything around him getting older.
Yes.
Is he getting older or getting younger?
Yes, because he's going forward.
Yeah, but I like that his fiance like dies in the park or whatever, and he keeps going back and trying to change it, but she just keeps dying in different ways. So it was like it was fated to happen no matter what he did. Pretty deep. Deep shit.
Sad.
Sad.
So sad.
And then it's an accident, right? That he goes so far into the future that the moon is collapsing or something. Then he's panicked and he jumps back into his thing and he goes... He falls onto the, I don't know, the gear shift of the time machine. And then ends up going, like, a millennia into the future.
Yeah, he fucked up so far on that one.
He fucked that one up. So far into the future that you're not worried about paradoxes or, you know what I mean, or anything weird. It's just like, civilization started all over again.
That's correct. And it's almost like, he's so far in the future that it almost could be the past, because it really is just, like, a new beginning. Kind of.
Also a new language.
A lovely language. With a lot of quintax, quintax.
The new language in the future has 5 words in it, people.
And they
watch that movie again.
Quin and pax and variations of those 2 words.
Quintax, paxian, quin, quin, quin. What? Whoever wrote that script didn't try very hard at all.
Look at Avatar.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
And then go look at Time Machine.
There's a Navi dictionary.
Whoa. Yeah. Which, by the way, I would love to learn that language, too.
Me, too.
I'm a dork.
I've watched it enough that I could spout some off right now, but I just don't want to...
But yeah, anyway, Time Machine, wrap it up. I loved Guy Pearce in this movie. Mm-hmm. I thought he was really good. I feel like he was kind of at the peak. And the dog is coughing, folks. The dog is coughing. Excuse her.
I'm hysterical.
Stop. I guess I'm laughing.
I knew she'd do it
at least one time. She's like 85 years old in human years. So
wait, there's more.
She's like really again? Like 3,000 years old in dog years. God love her. Okay. Okay. So next on the list.
Yeah.
Kate and Leopold.
Rom-com time travel.
Aw, rom-com time travel! It's like a new genre of film.
Yes.
Rom-com time travel.
Is there another one?
Nope. I don't think. Yes, The Time Traveler's Wife.
Oh, The Lake House. The Lake House. This is a whole genre.
God, rom-com time travel, we need to talk about this on the site. Anyway.
Okay. So, Kate and Leopold, Meg Ryan's last role before looking so plasticine-y that I can't look at her.
Really was in love with what's-his-face.
Hugh Jackman.
Oh! Uh-huh. He looked good in that outfit. But anyway, here's my only issue with this movie, and I love this movie, so this is the only thing this is my only bone to pick, is there was no vehicle. And I had a really hard time with just, you jumped off a bridge and found this rip in time.
It's a portal.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Because the other time travel shit does make sense.
I would rather him get in a phone booth and time travel through a phone booth.
Your brain can't escape the fact of needing a vehicle, do you know what I mean?
Well, almost. Like, I just can't deal with it. He just happened to find... He did his calculations and found this rip
in
time.
He did calculations in that movie? I thought he was just... To me,
no, it made
sense, because it was one of those accidental things that they didn't realize was there, and it was like, boom.
No, her ex-boyfriend who lived upstairs, who is, what's his name? I can't believe I'm blanking on all these names right now.
Oh, a guy from Clueless, right?
No.
Liev Schreiber.
Liev Schreiber.
But guy from Clueless was
He's the one who, like, discovers this, and so, he chases him, right? He sees him at the party. Hugh Jackman sees Liev Schreiber's character at the party, back in his time.
Right.
He's taking pictures, he runs, Hugh Jackman's character chases him, and follows him back through this rip in time.
Okay. I didn't remember that.
And, yeah, so, I mean, why? What on earth led him to
calculate
this rip in time? Why? But that's the only problem I had with it. I loved everything else about it. I thought it was super duper cute.
Okay. Terminator? That's pretty classic time travel.
Classic.
I came back in time for you, Sarah.
Yeah.
Traveled through time.
Alright.
It's good. And they had, the bubble that they travel in when he goes back. And they tried to make rules. Like, they made rules for this bubble travel thing.
Right.
It was just like, why? If you can already time travel, it was like, nothing metallic can go through, so these naked men show up in this time travel bubble.
Right.
So it was like... Really?
Ridiculous.
Why couldn't they just bring it was just their excuse for them not to have futuristic weapons.
Yes.
So they had to, at one point, Arnie is like, give me your clothes, and he takes someone's clothes, and he's stealing motorcycles.
Yeah.
And they had regular guns, because for some reason, in this bubble thing that they, I just never understood it. And they were like, and then Sarah goes, well, how did he come back if he's a robot? And then the explanation is, he's covered in an organic skin.
Oh, right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All these things are possible, except they have a limitation like that. Like, you can time travel, but you have to travel light. You can't bring anything with you.
Yeah, it's like what? United Airlines, for God's sakes.
Yeah. No liquids.
Stupid.
All right, you want to go on?
Sure.
Army of Darkness.
Okay. Loved it.
Yep.
Book of the Dead, or whatever. Travels.
The Necronomicon.
Whatever.
Something like that.
Yeah. This is a great movie. I remember Dad showing this to us when we were too young, because I remember being scared.
Oh, yeah.
I remember being scared, and although, watching it now, which we watched it not that long ago, actually.
Yeah. But no,
watching it now, we're laughing, right? Mm-hmm. I still never liked that pit, though. That pit freaked me out.
Yeah. No, at age 11, I didn't get that it was supposed to be bad, kind of. I was just like, those skeletons are fighting him. Yes. That is horrifying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But classic, obviously.
How does he end up
the
there?
The whole Evil Dead trilogy is just amazing.
Does he have a vehicle in Army of Darkness? How does he get there?
It's the book.
The book takes him back in time? Did he fall into a wormhole of some sort?
Oh my god, I'm kind of blanking on...
Yeah. Well, let's move on, because I don't remember the details. You want a vehicle that time travels. Let's talk about the rainbow-colored beetle in Austin Powers. And you know why this one was a great time travel movie? Because he's like, if I'm frozen in 1963, blah, blah, blah. And then the guy goes, you know what? Just don't worry about it and try to have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, he starts asking questions and then he's like, please don't. This is a silly movie.
Yeah.
Don't ask too many questions.
We're not going to go into the paradoxes of time travel.
Because it's endless.
Yeah. And yet he goes back in time and his teeth are fucked up again.
Yes.
He breaks the mirror.
Yeah. Love it. Oh my god. This is like Mike Myers crowning glory.
Oh, and the young oh my god, I remember seeing this movie with Liz Corrali. Hey, Liz. And I think I said hi to her in another podcast.
You did.
This is a coincidence. We went to see it in theaters, and we laughed for a couple of years about the moment where he goes back in time and he sees Rob Lowe, who is the young number two, and he says, number two, you look so healthy and youthful. And Frau. And then the camera pans to Frau, who looks exactly the same.
Yeah.
And Frau. Right.
Yeah. Right. Love it. Love it. You want anything else to add for Austin Powers, or would you like to continue on?
I can continue on. Did they all have time travel? I think all of them did. No.
No.
Whatever. They were good.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Next, Frequency.
Frequency. You remember this one better than I do.
Yes, this was totally amazing. This was Dennis Quaid. I was so surprised by this one. That is all.
Thanks for including it on the list.
It was it was so fantastic. I remember Dad raved about this one, too, and... anyone who knows our dad knows that it's really difficult to impress him. But anyway, so it's about, it's time travel through a radio frequency. He ends up talking to his father, whose father died really young. Okay? It's Jim Caviezel.
Jim Caviezel.
Okay? So Jim Caviezel plays the adult who, his boy self lost his father when he was fairly young. Dennis Quaid plays his father. He grows up, he ends up contacting his father over the radio. They're talking back and forth. He says, Dad, oh my god, I know when you're gonna die. Like,
it's me,
I can help you avoid this. And he does.
Wow. Here's what IMDb says, because that sounded confusing. An accidental cross-time radio link connects father and son across 30 years. The son tries to save his father's life, but then must fix the consequences. That just actually, your explanation was better, but reading that made me remember the moment where it happens, and then all the memories start forming in his head of his life with his father, because other than before that, he grew up without his father.
That's right. Oh, he dies like a fire, so he's like a firefighter or something like that.
Yes!
He's like, don't go to whatever it was.
Oh, I remember
It was a very
now.
Specific moment that could be avoided.
Yes.
It wasn't like, Dad, don't get cancer. Well, no, you can't really do that. I'm not making fun of... I'm not having a laugh at cancer, but I'm just saying, I'm having a go. Seriously, it was a totally avoidable event.
No, I remember now.
It's such a good movie, and it's a totally satisfying one.
Spoiler.
Spoiler.
Everything turns out all right.
Well, you know.
I'm gonna have to watch that one again.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think it was 2000, it kind of flew under the radar, but amazing movie.
Okay, another one that's not really by the norm standards is Donnie Darko.
Oh yeah, that was an effed up movie.
I don't remember quite how it was time travel related, do you?
It's more like, he was seeing this, rabbit, this terrifying, rabbit guy in a rabbit costume, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were telling him, kind of warning him about... the future, like what was going to happen, right? Remember, they're doing a countdown and stuff.
I don't have good memories. I remember...
It's not your typical movie. It is hard to follow, in a sense, but basically, and it's not the typical time travel movie, but it is...
Not really time travel, it's more like things are overlapping, right?
Yeah, kind of. The future, But that can be considered sort of time travel.
Yeah, no, I get it.
There's... Yeah.
It belongs on the list.
It belongs on the list. I'm not really going to get into Donnie Darko, because I plan to, talk about Donnie Darko in another episode.
Cult classics or something?
Because, there's too much to say. Okay. But, it's still really...
We could go a lot lighter.
Because...
13 going on 30.
Oh, my God.
Which I only saw for the first time about 4 months ago.
Okay.
And you were just... Floored? Pushing me to watch it. I'll watch it. I know I'll like it. I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
It was great.
And who was in that one also that we love?
Ruffy. I love you, Ruffy.
Mark Ruffalo. He's so good. Did you see him in, with Reese Witherspoon?
Oh, just like Heaven?
Have you seen that?
Like 10 times.
Oh, I love that movie.
I love him in that
one.
Okay,
anyway, that's not a time travel movie, so we can't get into it. But I love him. I think he's so good as a dramatic actor, and he's so funny. He's so good in
So she has, if I remember correctly, she has like a bad birthday party, and everyone's mean to her.
Yeah.
And she like hides in the closet, and then she says she just wish she could skip her teen years and turn 30 or whatever.
Yeah.
Wakes up and she's 30 with no memory of anything in between.
Pretty much.
Right?
She's totally like... She literally goes from one day being 13 and literally the next day being 30. There is no in between.
She plays it so good. Like with the naked guy in her apartment, she's all uncomfortable and... There's a kid in a restaurant or something, and her friend, who's, 30, is like, oh my god, talk to him, he's totally cute. And she looks at a total child, and she's like, hey, what's up, how's it going?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Oh, that was so funny. She goes and hits on him, right?
Yeah, on a little kid in the diner.
Yeah, this is... And you know what? I really enjoy her. I loved her in Ghost of Girlfriends Past. I know we're not gonna... I'm so bad for that, but...
That's kind of time travel-y. Ghost of Girlfriend's
it
Past.
Is, eh?
Yeah, he goes and revisits
his
old relationships, and he watches things happen.
You're right. And he doesn't. He's not able to really interfere with it.
He's not interacting.
It's a lesson, right? He's learning life lessons.
He's watching.
That's a great. Yeah, and she was great in that too. But anyway, in 13 Going on 30, the line that I remember the most, it makes me laugh, is when it's like her first couple hours realizing what's happened to her. And she's walking through the office, and one of her coworkers is like, who's your daddy? And she goes, Mr. Rink, or whatever. Like, she answers it so matter-of-factly, like, it's so true. Like, she's an 80s, she's like an 80s kid.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have been down with the lingo. Anyway, that's stupid. I don't know why I mentioned it. I just enjoyed it.
Okay, the last one that is on our list is Click.
Okay.
Which was funny, but it got really dark.
It got a little heavy.
When things went bad for him, he gets overweight, he gets sick, he's like in a coma, he falls and goes into a coma.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Freaking sad. Like, yeah. His wife divorces him and she gets remarried and...
Yeah. It's quite dark, and not my favorite, not one of my favorite Adam Sandler movies by a long shot, but
Christopher Walken did play the crazy guy in Bed Bath & Beyond. The Beyond section.
Yes, that's right. The Beyond section where he's got all sorts of gadgets and shit in like a warehouse. It's like this huge warehouse. Yeah. You can always count on Christopher Walken for some kooky shit. But anyways, do you have anything else to say about Click?
Not really. I mean, it had its moments, but mostly it was sad. I liked the part where he was in the hospital bed and he was flapping his stomach flap. Because he had lost all the weight because he was sick.
Yes.
And she was like, it's a giant tongue. And she was like, stop flapping it. He's like, it's my stomach flap and I'll flap it if I want.
Oh, yeah. That was gross.
That's it.
Okay.
But basically, the remote in relation to time travel, he fast forwards too much, doesn't he? Like,
well, he's like, oh, yeah, I missed all the
boring settings. Yes. It starts to program itself to fast forward shit.
Yeah.
And he's trying to slow things down.
All the things that, it's basically just this big life lesson about don't, take things for granted. Like, sitting through the family dinner. He skips those, and now he's suddenly missed every family dinner for, 30 years. His kids' birthdays and things like that, where it's like...
Life lesson that is.
Yeah. So, I mean, in that sense, it's a really, really good movie. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, didn't quite do it for me. I don't know if it was the wrong actor in that role, or if it just was too much hanging in between two genres for me. Like, I either needed it to be funnier or a totally dramatic film.
That's a very excellent point. It hung in between two genres.
You know what I mean?
Yes, completely.
So, I think I went in expecting it to be a little bit lighter, and so it kind of brought me down, so it didn't make me want to watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
But admittedly, like, it is a really
an
good message.
Take on time travel.
And that, too, yeah. It's a really good message, and it's a really cool time travel movie.
That's deep.
Yeah. You ready for Stump the Synod?
I am, indeed.
And your lazy arsehole didn't want to prepare it this week, so here I am giving you the questions for a second week in a row.
I'll get you next time.
Okay. I would like you to tell me.
Wait, ladies and gents, I cannot see the questions.
Yeah, I think it's important to note that Angie has no access to these questions, or to the answers. I don't know.
Either way,
she's...
Any access I have is completely in my brain.
Wow.
That was dumb.
Stop talking.
Okay.
Okay, but only open your mouth to answer the questions, okay?
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Stump the Synod. I tried to
Oh, we
that.
Still don't have a,
Stump the Synod.
I like that. That's cute. Anyways, moving on. Moving on. How many times do we say moving on in an episode?
Keep it moving.
Wrap it up. Next. Okay. Question number one, Stump the Synod. What is Bill's full name? As in Bill and Ted, right? Of course. Everybody knows this. His full name, Angie Sovey.
Yeah. Bill F. Johnson, Esquire. I don't know.
Bill F. Johnson, Esquire.
It's Esquire. I know that. He says that a lot.
Yeah, you're right.
I know.
But it's... You're close. You're really close, actually. Bill S. Preston, Esquire. I wanted to take away some of your cred, and I realized, you're pretty close, my friend.
Partial cred.
Okay. You ready for number two?
Yes.
In the Time Machine.
Queen Pax Queen?
That's the translation of that. Thank you for translating for me.
Uh-huh.
How many years did Alexander travel forward?
5,000.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
800,000.
No way!
Yeah.
Is that said in the movie, or is that something only found in the special features?
The Time Machine is based on an H.G. Wells novel.
Okay, that's true.
And so, they don't really deviate from the original story too much, and it's 800,000 years.
Holy shitballs.
Yeah. This is why Quinn Pax Quinn is a totally, like, acceptable language in their time. They're way far removed from...
And there's, like, crazy subspecies living underground and shit.
Yeah, no, there's some crazy shit going on in that
room. Wow. Quinn Paxian Pax.
Yeah. Okay.
That's Quinn Paxian for holy shit.
Yeah. Quinn Paxian. Okay. Now, final question. This is relating to 13 going on 30.
Okay.
In this movie, Jenna, played by... Jennifer Garner, has her own little "there's no place like home" line that she repeats over and over.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, in the moment where, you know, she's wishing to be somewhere else.
Right.
I'm talking at the beginning of the movie.
Right.
She is wishing she could just skip it all, like we said, and she sits there and repeats a little phrase.
I wanna be 30. I want to be 30.
Oh.
No,
I thought you would
I'm
get
sorry.
This for sure. I thought you were going to slip it out when we were talking about the movie, actually.
No, I don't know what it is.
Damn, because I had a part two for that question. Okay.
Can you tell me and I can still try to guess part two?
Yeah. No, actually, that's true. Okay.
What is it?
Okay, the saying is 30, flirty, and thriving.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
Really? Okay.
Flirty and thriving. Why would she say that? Does she
thriving.
See that somewhere?
Yes. She sees it in a magazine.
Oh, okay.
That she, as her adult self, finds out that she's, like, really high up there working for this magazine.
Right.
That she is
soft. I remember that.
Okay, do you remember what the magazine was called? You're an editor at magazine.
It's like blush or like poise.
It is poise.
We did it.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Poise.
Poise. And what's the comparison?
As if you went blush to poise. How did that even happen?
I knew it was one word. And then in the movie, she has a competitor newspaper, right? And it's also like a one word. What is it? Did you find that amongst your
trivia?
Oh, wow. Poise magazine versus...
Oh, my gosh. Was it a real magazine?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
No. The dog is now sneezing.
And this dog is falling apart.
Are you looking it up to see what the rival magazine
well,
is?
Well, I'm going to see if...
13 going on 40?
13 going on 40. That's what I typed in. Oops. Where do you think I would see that?
I don't know. But that was a pretty...
I mean, because it's pretty obscure, kind of, because it's not really about, you know... The focus is more on the magazine that she works
Sparkle.
For.
Sparkle. There it is. The other magazine is Sparkle.
Sweet. Awesome. Love it. Well, that about wraps it up. You have anything to add there, my sister?
If you have anything to say at all, probably just good would be what we'll take. positive feedback only.
No, we're kidding. But don't give us too much shit, because we work hard to bring you movie obsession.
Yes.
Constantly.
info@cinemaobsessed.com.
.com. Come visit us. Obviously, we have our own website, www.cinemaobsessed.com. That's where it all started for us, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we branched out. We spread our
wings. We've got our podcast. We have our 89-second reviews for the new Hot 89.9, our radio station here in the capital, Ottawa, Canada.
We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. Just Google us. We're everywhere.
We are everywhere. See you next time.
Bye-bye.